I went to Russia last summer, and I swear they're the most superstitious people I've ever met.
Really? What do they believe?
Well, for one thing, they have a really strange practice when taking exams. On the day of the exam, you shouldn't make your bed, wear anything new, or cut your fingernails. My roommate almost had a heart attack when I tried making my bed.
That's weird. I've heard they also spit over their shoulders when knocking on wood. Is that true?
Yeah. If you have some good news or you're about to go on vacation, they don't want to jinx it, so they'll appear to spit over their left shoulder 3 times. Supposedly, the devil sits on your left shoulder, so this keeps you safe against the evil eye. They'll do this when you compliment them, too. Then they'll usually knock on wood 3 times.
Wow, I can't imagine doing that. I thought my grandmother was superstitious when she wouldn't let my baby cousin look at a mirror until she was a year old. To be honest, I was a little worried that it would bring bad luck, so I hid all the mirrors in the house when the baby came over, just in case.
Do you really believe in all that? I think it's kind of silly. All these things that are supposed to be bad luck, like breaking mirrors, Friday the 13th, passing under ladders, black cats. I don't buy any of it. Look, I've got an umbrella right here. You're not supposed to open an umbrella indoors, are you? Well, I'll open it and you'll see that nothing bad will happen.
I'd rather you not do that. It probably won't bring bad luck, but why do you want to tempt fate?
Oh, all right. But I'm not doing it for your sake, just so you know.
Oh yeah, there was another really strange superstition in Russia that I came across all the time. You're not supposed to hand money directly into someone's hands. If you're at a cash register, they'll usually have a little tray where you set the money. Apparently, they believe that money can transmit evil or negativity from its owners. Once you move away from the till, the spell is broken, and the cashier can then touch the money without fear.
I remember I went out with some Russians from my university, and they told me that it was bad luck to put an empty bottle on a table. Did you come across this in Russia?
Yeah, they would usually put an empty bottle of wine on the floor or look for the waiter to take it away. I won't even get into their traditions with alcohol. It would make your head spin.